We've been reporting this week on a bipartisan budget deal in Congress. It comes after much wrangling behind closed doors and certainly some gnashing of teeth. For some context on the moves and countermoves inherent in a deal like this, we look to literature and to our series, This Week's Must Read. Here's author Tim Harford.
At times like these, I like to pick up a book by Thomas Schelling. It's called The Strategy of Conflict. Schelling had one of those amazing 20th century lives. He was a trade negotiator after World War II, an important Cold War strategist, and eventually, in his 80s, he won a Nobel Prize for economics. His book is the perfect one to read during these budget negotiations. He takes game theory, which is a mathematical tool, and he uses it in a very human way. He's trying to understand the struggle for power. What he finds is that there isn't such a big difference between large arguments and small ones, a political dispute and a Cold War standoff. He even shows similarities between a suicide bomber and a misbehaving toddler. You can't reason with either of them, which gives them the upper hand. And a lot of important people listened. Henry Kissinger took him seriously. So did Stanley Kubrick. He turned to Schelling for ideas when he was making Dr. Strangelove. Schelling's theories can seem cold, but for me, they're comforting. They remind me of three things. First, that sometimes people take extreme, even insane positions for tactical reasons, not because they are extreme or insane. Second, that even in the most bitter fight, there's usually common ground. And finally, most importantly, they remind me that if the USA and the Soviet Union could find ways to get along, so can we. We don't always have to like each other to get things done.
Tim Harford is the author of the forthcoming book, The Undercover Economist Strikes Back. The book he recommended was The Strategy of Conflict by Thomas Schelling.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.